getting back to New York about the time that America was ready to invade Europe with the British,
right,
and start the battles against the Germans. I missed, because on June 6, I missed that particular experience. Mm-hmm. So I'd picked another ship, and what I did was, I went down to the Union Hall, and I saw on the board, one able seaman needed, temporary run, on the Achilles. Now, the Achilles was fascinating because she had been built for the Navy in 1911-12. The Navy built 6 fast coal ships to keep up with the fleet. But then in 1918, the Navy decided that they would change from coal fuel to oil exclusively, which meant they had 6 nice new coal boats to do something with. So they sold them off, and 2 of them, the Achilles and the Jason, went to the Boland and Cornelius Coal Company from the Great Lakes, and they ran them up and down the coast. But what's interesting is that the sixth of the ships, the number six, was given to the Air Force in the Navy, the Navy Air Corps, and they started practicing with that, and they rebuilt it into the first aircraft carrier that we ever had. Now, you give me the name of the aircraft carrier, names go. But anyway, she was the first aircraft carrier. She was a good, fast coal ship, and I wanted to see what she was like. Mm-hmm. She had carried about 300 or 400 Navy men when she was with the Navy, and they still had the bunks up in the bow in a huge space up there. They still had the Navy crew bunks, but they were not used. We had wonderful crew quarters back aft where the officers had been. So she was a fascinating ship. She was fast, and she was heavy, and she was well built, really built for service. But after a week on that ship, I received a letter that my grandfather had died, so I had to leave the ship and go for the funeral. Mm-hmm.